This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Also following new developments tonight concerning the model and social media influencer who's accused of using dating apps to steal from wealthy older men. She is back in jail tonight.
Oh, yeah. Again, kind of hard to believe that. I think we opened with the story last week, too. It's kind of hard to believe old guys got swindled into.
Got swindled by pussy.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Pussy's kind of undefeated, isn't it?
But white pussy, especially in world history, is undefeated.
Oh, shit.
NBC4's Robert Kvasic joins us with exclusive details about what led to this latest.
The Robert Kvasic?
Yes.
Mr. Rask, Robert.
Carolyn, and we have some new information.
Carolyn. That. Wait, we fucking jumped right on her.
Carolyn.
I couldn't wait to get near and tell you about this Instagram whore or whatever her deal is. I don't know what her
Insta
fucking...
whore.
Now that.
Carolyn.
Now, I might be pushed into signing up for Insta-whore.
Insta-whore?
I might check that out.
You have to be instahore.org to give it some, you know, some credibility, I think. Or
yeah.
Instahore.tv?
Instahore.
Is just into our newsroom. Adva Levee, a.k.a. Mia Ventura, was out on her own recognizance after pleading not guilty to 6 felony counts earlier this year, but she was forced to wear an ankle monitor. The Beverly Hills Police Department tells us she will be in court.
You want to come on my monitor, Daddy?
Tomorrow, and the L.A. County District Attorney's Office tells NBC4 tonight, since the judge has now revoked her bail, she will remain behind bars until a bail review hearing, and that is set for Friday.
I wonder why they revoked her bail.
All of this.
She had flight risk or something?
After what we learned happened last night.
She's a social media influencer. She's appeared in Playboy and Penthouse and as an OnlyFans model. She's also been known to use several different names.
No kidding. Huh.
Whore T. Jones.
Hi, whore. Whore Smith.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Russ Chairman.
Yeah.
Damn glad to meet you.
The woman authorities call Adva Levy, a.k.a. Mia Ventura, arrested last night in Beverly Hills.
A.k.a. Trout McGillicuddy. A.k.a.
Beverly Hills police tell NBC4 she was arrested on a theft allegation out of Riverside County. The theft allegation is separate from the trouble the 29-year-old is already in, having pled in March not guilty to six felony counts. Prosecutors allege that from 2023 to 2025, Levy used dating apps and cultivated relationships to burglarize and steal from wealthy older men and younger women in Westlake Village.
Whoa.
She's a burgling whore, huh?
You know, listen, I'm not mad at her for the younger women stuff. You know, old guys got to know better. Old guys just, you know.
Not when there's pussy involved. You're fucking... All sensibilities get thrown out the window.
Buddy, I'm 53.
Yeah.
And I know that girl that fucked me had no interest in me as a human.
As a human being.
No. No. I had no interest. And you have to know that. How do you not know that as an older guy?
Yeah.
And then you're, what, 70 and you're letting some 26-year-old? Come on.
Yes, you can use my credit card.
No. All right. Well, okay, but I mean, but if you had enough money, maybe you let a fucking OnlyFans whore buy a couple coats or whatever the fuck the whores buy now, you know. But like,
we should have the whore fashion report on this show.
Who can we get to do the whore fashion report? We need a really, really gay guy. For the whore fashion report. Fuck. What was our gay character's name? I can never think of that cat's name.
Oh, God damn it.
We never got around to it. And I can't remember.
You came up with it.
Yeah. But boy, I cannot remember.
Oh, man, me either. You're going to have to go through and listen to all the fucking back shows.
Nah. Fat chance.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Fat Chance.
Fat Chance. Well, that was his name, Fat Chance.
No, he was...
Hi, it's me, Fat Chance.
Hey, it's Fat Chance. He was the Asian.
Bwong.
Bwong.
Oh, he's a Fat Chance.
Oh, Fat Chance in my asshole. Jeff, let's just sit here and make noises for a half an hour and laugh at each other and then get up and go.
That's the last show.
That's got to be the last show.
We just sit here and fucking clear our throats and make noises and gurgle.
Yankee my wink. That's the whole last show. Asian noises. The Asian sound.
Hollywood, Los Angeles, and Beverly Hills. She is accused of posing as a girlfriend and travel companion to gain access to victims' homes and then stealing cash, gold, and high-end designer items.
Whore items, Brian. Whore items is, yeah. I believe, what he meant to say.
Yes. Things whores like.
I'll take things whores like for $200, Alex.
When NBC4 first began to investigate the allegations, a Las Vegas...
NBC4 got nothing else going on? I mean, why are they investigating this whore? OnlyFans. Split lip, sucking and fucking, or get off my fucking phone. Beat it. Well, I have an OnlyFans, but I don't really do any, you know, it's like nothing you wouldn't, you know, nothing more than you would see in, like, you know, kind of a hard art. Beat it. Split lip, fucking and sucking. I want you to take it on three guys in an alley behind a club. Or beat it.
This podcaster told us Levy was not only a guest on his show, but an alleged thief.
A podcaster with a heart of gold. I wonder how much this asshole got fleeced for.
Look, I can't comment on that. It's still in litigation, okay?
Yeah, Jesus.
Claiming Mia Ventura used her appearance to slip into the backstage green rooms to steal from other guests.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus. Let's fucking find tramp.
Let's find a picture of this dumb whore. And I understand that my definition, I don't like a fuck ton of, she's got some dumb fake tits. Let's see here. Buddy, she does have some fake tits. Her face is suspect. It's not for me.
No.
I don't think. But she, you know, again, if you're the right lonely old guy, you know, this might be the way to go for you.
Yeah.
But she smells bad.
She looks like she smells like shawarma.
Steak.
Cold clash.
No bowl. Steak.
At the 45-minute mark, she gets up and she goes into the green room where all the girls have left their purses, and she proceeds to, for probably the next 23 minutes, maybe a little shorter than that, she goes, rummages through all their purses, she gets cash and credit.
What did she think that people were going to conclude from that?
The cards out, and then she comes back on the show.
And NBC4 also looked...
She's not very smart. Oh, Mia Ventura. You can take that tact. I'm going to split my lips, Monsoon. what do you think? I fell into it by accident?
Into the felony case against her fiancé, L.A. billionaire Steve Klubeck.
Billionaire? Yeah, likes to steal.
Yeah.
Accused of attempting to intimidate witnesses in Levy's theft case. Charges his lawyer told us are false. Steve Klubeck was also a major supporter of Eric Swalwell in his run.
It's a client's lawyer said that those accusations are absolutely true.
I want to meet the lawyer that goes, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, this guy's a piece of shit.
I mean, to be fair, you got him pretty good here. And, he is garbage. He is human garbage.
Everything that has been stated about my client in the press and in the papers and online is absolutely true.
Correct. I mean, yeah, he is a subpar human being, folks. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For governor, making headlines when he confirmed to NBC4 Swalwell was holed up in his Beverly Hills mansion.
Wait a minute. How do we get Eric Swalwell into this sex pest? Hang on.
Into the felony case against her fiancé, L.A. billionaire Steve Klubeck, accused of attempting to intimidate witnesses in Levy's theft case. Oh. Charges his lawyer told us are false. Steve Klubeck was also a major supporter of Eric Swalwell in his run for governor.
Sex pests will find each other. They always say, like, well, how did Epstein know to approach people with, you know, Kitty Island stuff?
They can smell it.
They just find each other, man.
They find each other. Yeah.
Making headlines when he confirmed to NBC4 Swalwell was holed up in his Beverly Hills mansion when his campaign imploded.
I was very concerned for his mental health. Okay?
Were you?
Okay.
I made sure he was okay. He's not here. He's left. I have no idea where he went. But, you know, he needed a couple of hugs, okay?
Once again,
a couple of expensive wet hugs.
Gross.
We all need a wet hug every now and then, Jeff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Adva Levy was arrested last night in Beverly Hills for a theft in Riverside County. We have reached out to the Riverside County District Attorney's Office for details, but have not yet heard back. She was also arrested for a violation of a court order. The specifics we still don't have. For now, I'm Robert Kvasic.
Imagine being her fiance old guy billionaire. Okay.
Yeah.
She's fleecing him from the jump, but at least she kind of let that happen, right?
Yeah.
Now he's got to pay for this dumb whore's legal defense.
Uh-oh. Ooh, a little juicy at the end. That had a little topping on it.
That's going to stink. That had a little topping. It was like the magic shell. You remember the magic shell? You put it on top of your ice cream and it would harden? Yeah. Man.
Yeah?
Tell you what, you were 8 or 9. Oh, the magic shell was the bee's knees, man. Oh.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to buy some magic shell this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Put it on your cock?
Well, no, not till you said that. Now I'm going to, yeah. Duh.
Take a spoon and sit there and smack it out.
I fucking can't. I'm just going to say.
The magic shell's hard, but
I'm just gonna say.
Dick is still limp as a fucking.
I got two girls I'm going to send a picture of my cock covered in magic shell, too. And neither one of them, trust me, wants to see that
wants
picture.
To see that.
Neither one of them does, man. Magic shell cock. Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm here for, man. I'm telling you.
When I was dating Kylie several years ago, it was obviously several years ago, but I was walking through the store and someone had left a baby sock like on a shelf.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it. I sent it to Kylie and I said, I'm going to put this on my cock. This is forever after known as the cock sock.
Please tell me it had like a little blue bow or something on it.
And I did.
Oh.
And I sent her a picture of it. And I don't think she appreciated it.
I'm sure she probably did.
Because all you could see was like the base and a cock sock. It was hilarious. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you can't appreciate the hilarity of this.
Dude, oh my God. I just had a brilliant fucking idea.
I'm listening.
I got this fucking 3D printer.
Yeah.
I am going to print out a little Marvin the Martian like fucking helmet for the end of my fucking day. Surprise Trixie with it.
Not before you print one for me, you're not. I'm going to put a Marvin the Martian helmet.
Do the helmet and do like a little sword to hang off the fucking side.
And the rest is magic shell. I'm going to cover it in magic shell and then put the Marvin the Martian. What a great idea. Oh.
I'm so happy.
I am so fucking happy. I am also.
Yep, that is happening. That is fucking happening.
Why would it not?
Yep.
I'm not a guy that sends out cock pics. In fact, I think when we talked about it several weeks ago on here, I said I just don't send them out of the. But I did send Kylie the cock sock picture.
Cock sock.
I washed it first, obviously.
The sock?
Yeah.
Okay. Or your cock, not your cock.
No.
No, fuck that.
No.
I'm on. Take it with the fucking onions and everything, bitch.
I'm on month 4 without washing that thing. I haven't washed it since I fucked.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. You got like 5 or 6 of those every episode, then you're sniffling and sneezing. And the only reason I bring up. the sniffling and sneezing is because it's clearly something environmental here. Because it's every episode. It's not just, like you're trying to fight off a cold or whatever. Like there's something going on in the house. So I didn't know if, that was something that interested you to know.
It's probably fucking animal allergies.
Mm. I didn't know you had those. I mean, do you have those? Like super light duty?
You know what? I must, because they've never really bothered me that much. But the last few years I've noticed, like I remember a couple of years ago, it seemed like in the spring.
Yeah, totally.
Everything combined. A few years ago, we were still living over at the other house.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like I had a really bad bout of it. So I should get some fucking. I went.
I was going to offer to bring in some Claritin or something.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of times I'm sniffling and snuffling too, so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's only fucking four cats and a dog here, so I don't know why I'd be fucking, you know.
Why in the world would you have
exactly.
sniffling issues?
I don't know.
That's impossible to feature.
I don't know that this I don't know. I don't think this house has been without animals since 1974.
No, probably not, right?
I don't think there's been a moment.
Did you?
You know,
your folks had dogs.
Yeah, we had a collie, border collie, when we moved in here, and then we got a little tiny dog before that one passed away, and then there's always been a couple of cats over the years. Not as many cats as dogs, at least with my folks, but with us, we brought four fucking cats and two dogs, and yeah, so
man, yeah, I do wonder about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to pick up some Claritin and shit. We may have some. I don't think to take it. Remind me.
I was going
to
get
me next week, like, you know, Wednesday afternoon or something.
Yeah.
Take some shit.
I was actually going to get some for the studio just to have like a bottle because I'll take it too.
Chew it like fucking M&M's, you know?
Yeah. That Claritin is a fucking wonder drug, man.
It does work pretty good.
Claritin is no bullshit. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh. I was suffering from something. Something was in the air yesterday. I was sneezing all day long.
Hmm.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
Good shit.
No, but just a regular standard McDonald's breakfast.
Oh.
Nothing crazy last night.
Okay.
I sat down to shit at work, and it was all sound and fury signifying nothing. There's no shit at all.
Huh.
I had a bowl of Wheaties last night, so I woke up this morning at 5:30 and shit a fucking rope.
Bowl of Wheaties? Were you fucking running a marathon today or something there?
I love Wheaties. I'm such an old man. I love Wheaties.
See,
and I never was.
I like cornflakes better than Wheaties.
Oh, my God. Raisin bran. I'm such an old man.
Raisin bran is the shit, yes. Yeah, just plain Wheaties without the raisins, no.
No,
but like totally. Rice Chex and Corn Chex, yeah, that's some. That's yeah. Corn Chex are the best.
Such an old man.
Oh, yeah. Grape nuts?
No.
Nah, I don't like grape nuts.
I'm already missing a tooth down here. How many more you want me to fucking lose?
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Gotta let that shit soak in the milk for a fucking hour.
Hour and a half.
If you let it go too long, it turns to fucking Roman concrete. That bowl of grape nuts will be around when they're excavating the fucking ruins here.
Well, Jeff, the new the new Spider-Man movie over the last weekend.
So what?
Hey, you're not. Caring about anything is great for protecting you from any news from the outside world. It's also narrowcasting.
What's it protecting
all right?
me from?
I don't know, but it's been going on for years.
Pop culture, and I just don't care.
And you can't not care about anything, okay?
Yes,
you got to figure it the fuck out eventually, all right? Whatever the fuck your problem is, write a note hanging over your one good eye.
Fucking, yeah. Stay the fuck out of pop culture,
whatever
the fuck
out
my problem
of the gym,
is.
Whatever your problem is. God damn it, you were so right about that pitcher for the Braves last night.
I wish I'd have thought of to say what you did. He should have been playing a fucking hand of aces over eights at the fucking number 10.
Aces over aces, I just now recall.
Just now recall. He did, man. I flipped over to that game and I saw him pitch. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's one in a row for you, Wild Bill.
One in a row for you, Wild Bill.
Go eat, Jack.
Go eat, Jack. Never sit with your back to the door. So when I first moved into my office, it was situated in a way that I had my back to the door, and I moved everything to the other side of the desk so I wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
And one guy walks in and goes, "You're changing everything around here." I go, "You don't sit with your back to the door, Wild Bill."
Yeah.
All right? You don't do that. Anyway.
You don't want some droop-eyed fucking cocksucker coming in here and shooting you in the head.
You want a blowjob while I talk to you? I wouldn't offer it personally. Anyway, Spider-Man last weekend, biggest domestic opening in American history. Second biggest opening in world history.
For any movie?
For any movie.
Oh, wow. Huh.
$932 million worldwide.
What was the budget on that movie?
$225 million.
That's all right.
So it had to make 75 to break even.
Yeah, well, they got
now
that.
Now it's over 1.1 billion now.
Jesus Christ.
It's a blast. It's a lot
of
fun.
So that was just last weekend it opened?
Yes.
So they've got this weekend to go through yet.
Yeah.
Which will be another fucking banger, I'm sure. Yeah. Wow.
It's a lot of fun.
Did you see it?
I did.
It good? Yeah?
Yeah, it's fun. It's the Spider-Man movies, with the exception of the second one. The second one was meh. But the first, third, and fourth ones are absolute blasts.
Yeah.
Just fun.
You've said that. And I always was kind of partial to Spider-Man for comic book. I never really got into the comic book scene, but I always did like Spider-Man.
Yeah, it is fun.
Huh.
But a Spider-Man screening, Jeff, in Colombia took an unexpected turn when moviegoers were forced to leave the theater midway through the film because of the unbearable smell.
Well, it's Colombia.
That was filling the auditorium. Well... Yeah, that's not an illogical...
It fills the entirety of the country.
Well...
Second world fucking idiots.
And this report came from an Indian news source, so you know...
Oh, like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, if anyone knows about
shitting
your pants in a movie theater, it's India.
If anybody knows smells, it's fucking India.
That's right. That's right. Incident took place during a screening of Spider-Man Brand New Day at the Cine Columbia Multiplex.
Huh.
Inside the Plaza Boca Grande shopping center in Cartagena on August 2nd. Jeff, the report mentioned unidentified audience members' excessive farting caused the theater to be cleared after the smell became too overwhelming.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Some viewers.
Jesus.
Many viewers chose to walk out before the film ended. Because
Jesus.
Of the smell.
God damn.
Yeah, I mean. It was, I got to tell you, the theater was so packed. I went first show on Saturday.
Because okay.
I'm trying to avoid the people. Fat chance last Saturday.
Yeah.
It was well attended.
Did you go in the morning, late morning?
11 a.m. was the first show.
Okay. Yeah.
Which means I got to start going to the next town because they got like 9 a.m. shows for some of these movies.
Did you go to the 14 there?
One right by my house. Yeah.
Oh, 16. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I should go to the 14.
Yeah.
So I won't have to, you know, be among the people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was well attended. It's a lot of people.
Huh. Cool.
But, it was a fun movie, man.
Right.
It's a blast. I don't see, there's a clear line of demarcation for me because I was a comic book nerd when I was young.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then again in my 40s for a bit, I tried to get back into it. But by that point, comic books had all turned into lefty symbolism and empty nonsense. And I kind of just got away from it. But I did still see a lot of the movies.
Sure.
And I watched some of the shows and, you know, because I still got a lot of fucking comic book nerd in here, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, man, there's a clear line of demarcation where I just went, I think that's enough. I've seen the last really bad comic book show / movie that I'm going to see.
Hmm.
I'm not going to override my like, if I see a bad trailer... I'm not going to override my instinct and see it anyways.
You're
going to
trust ahead and skip it. Yeah,
yep.
Trust yourself.
I'm going to, yeah.
Trust it.
Didn't see Superman for that reason.
Didn't see Supergirl
for that reason.
Yeah.
If the trailers look like dog shit, I got to pass.
Yeah.
But, man, I got to tell you, that Spider-Man's a treat.
What's it called?
Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Brand New Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to have seen anything previously to see it. If it should pop up on the gimmick, you might be able to watch it. But I'll tell you, it's 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Okay. They're doing a lot.
Who's the villain in it?
Spoiler alert for those. Jean Grey, an X-Men character.
Oh, okay.
The girl is the main...
Is the main antagonist?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's the character's name?
Mm-hmm.
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot little redhead plays her.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes. redheads are coming back, and no one's happier about that than I am.
Yeah, that's going to be said for that.
You know, I love a redhead.
Yeah.
Man.
Lucy.
No. She's got a weird face, fucking Lucy does.
When she was very, very young, it was a lot more subdued, that weird. It's even hard to describe, but I know exactly what you're talking about. She's got a weird
face.
And like the more that she aged, man, the older and older and older she got. Man, when she was an old woman, I saw a clip of her and Betty White on Password came up.
I bet that's fun.
You know, from what was that, like the late 70s, early 80s, that Password show that was on. And I mean, you know, Lucy was, you know, and the whole thing with the smoking and, you know, it just makes her lips look like an asshole. And, oh, God, boy, she was, man.
She was in a very, very early Three Stooges.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a blonde.
Yeah.
And looked great. Yep. But when you hear her talk, it's Lucy.
Oh, you can't mistake that.
You can't mistake
that.
It's really something.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I do have one update and one correction.
All righty.
You know, we instituted the in-show fact check.
Yeah.
We haven't had a lot of corrections.
Well, and, yeah, we're pretty fucking right about everything. Just ask us about Cliff Burton. All right?
Boy, have we ever fumbled anything worse than that Cliff Burton gimmick that time?
And just continue to fucking beat that into the ground.
Oh, my God. Jeff, it was so many years ago, no one listening to this show knows.
You know what? Look, when somebody dies so tragically in a scuba diving accident in the Bahamas like that, you just, you know, you have to talk about it. At Christmas?
First of all, folks, how bad do you want me to feel for the crocodile hunter? Fuck him. He fucked with animals his entire life. I'm flipping the script on you. He fucked with animals his entire life and then got
skewered by a manta ray.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, fuck him.
Good.
Oh, no, I'm with
dummy.
You. Oh, I'm with you on that all day. Oh, crikey, I've got me a rattlesnake. Oh, he bit me. Good.
Good, stupid.
Fucking put it down.
Fucking horse's ass.
Idiot. Everybody wants you to feel sympathy for him. No.
Yeah.
Updates and corrections time
sorry
now
about
on
that.
TGO
That's all right.
Radio.
It's all right, Doug. It's only the host talking. It's all right, Doug. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, in fact, let me shake that fucking box of snakes up for you before you pick them up, Steve. Wow. Get them fucking agitated.
Boy, I love that song. Shake that box of snakes.
Is that an old Sinatra song?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Hmm. It was one of
I thought that was Shake a Box of Jews. Shake a box of Chinamen.
Shake a box of chinks.
Shake a box of chinks.
Where was Frank
on the
Jews?
I don't know why that's so funny.
Well.
Where was what?
I must say my delivery of that joke, though, was superb.
It was. Very good.
Where was Frank on the Jews? Was he all right?
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, Frank Sinatra did, you know, for it being the 60s and shit, you know, he'd go to a lot of places to perform with Sammy, and if they were wanting him to fucking go eat at a different restaurant or not stay in a hotel, Frank could stand up for it. So I think he was kind of like that with any
yeah.
Yeah.
Is Joey Bishop a Jew?
I'm asking that question
out of pure ignorance because I have no idea.
I don't think so. Bishop, that's not, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, you know.
He's Jewy looking.
He's Jewy looking.
You know?
I don't.
Boy, I gotta. From Time Life Music comes a one-of-a-kind Rat Pack collection. Their most bigoted songs. All your favorite once acceptable hits like Drunk Old Engine.
Look at that fucking nose. You tell me.
Try telling me.
Let's go see what his affiliation was. Does it say? Bishop, the youngest of five children, born in the Bronx, son of Polish Jewish immigrants.
There we go. Nailed it.
Anna Nay Siegel. Is that how you say that? Nay, knee?
Yeah, something like that.
And Jacob. Oh, I'm sorry. His father was Jacob Gottlieb.
Gottlieb,
so.
God damn it. Joey Gottlieb. I'll sue everyone. Oh, my sinuses are terrible today.
Most bigoted songs. All your favorite once acceptable hits like Drunk Old Engine.
Ba-da, da-da.
The drunk old engine squat name is TP. Fire water keeping him warm.
Jewish nose.
She's got a big, beautiful Jewish nose, and it's there 2 minutes early wherever she goes.
Dean Martin singing Chinaman's Chants.
And Mr. Chinaman saying his Chinaman way. A ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong too.
Hugh Stinky Frenchman.
Paris is love.
This was my Paris absolute is lovely, favorite.
Yes.
My absolute favorite.
Ching a chong too.
Hugh Stinky Frenchman.
Paris is lovely and Nice sure is nice. And Marseille is charming with champagne on ice. But you stinky Frenchmen haven't a clue. Pew stinky Frenchmen, frog you.
Hey there, Fruity.
Hey there, Fruity, you can do my hair. Hey there, Fruity,
don't touch me down there.
Hey there, Fruity, again, I don't approve.
And many more.
Hey, Dean, how do you make a fruit cordial?
I don't know. Be nice to him.
Be nice to him.
Jesus. Wake a vault. Did we already do the stinger, the updates and corrections, Douglas?
You tried, then I stepped all over it. So, you know, I mean, it's par for the course around here.
Okay.
It's a professional fucking goddamn outfit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Updates and corrections hey! Time now on TGO Radio.
Last week, I made reference to a podcast about movies I had that had a great episode with Ron Howard I really enjoyed. I said it was called Talking Movies. The show is called Talking Pictures.
Oh, okay.
But it is definitely worth seeking out. That's a good episode. He talks about The Shootist. He talks about everything but Happy Days. It's
nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
Because I fucking hate Happy Days.
Yeah, I've always kind of got the impression from Ron Howard once he got into directing that he was kind of tired of talking about Mayberry and fucking Happy Days.
They get into Mayberry a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a... at the end of each episode, there's a... You know, he asks the, each guest several questions, and they're the same questions, you know. And he says to Ron Howard, he says that, you know, you're in a warehouse that has every movie and TV prop ever invented. Which one do you steal? And I think if my memory serves, what Ron Howard says is he would take Andy Griffith's guitar.
Oh, okay.
Which is a super cool answer.
Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe you were going to say the fishing pole from the opening, you know?
Yeah.
But
fucking nothing would have been funnier than he just fucking... picks old Opie up and fucking chucks him into the water.
Like fucking Frankenstein.
Brains. And we got an update on your boy.
Yeah, who? DeForvid?
Tony Romo.
Oh, Romo.
No, but we're overdue for a fucking DeForvid
update. Yeah,
we
haven't talked about DeForvid much lately.
I hope they convict him before we go off the air for that. I would love to see him
before the break. Yeah.
And strung up on the fucking courthouse steps. Kid killer.
Yeah.
Will you submit to an evidentiary chemical test of your breath?
No.
NFL analyst Tony Romo has been placed on leave by CBS Sports after his arrest for suspicion of operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
That's a wrap, Junior. It's an open-ended suspension.
Oh, yeah, which means, good night, Tony.
Being replaced by J.J. Watt, the former...
Oh, wow. Player. Okay.
A defensive standout for Houston. Who do you play for? I come up on the show with J.J. Watt.
Did I pass this test?
Turn around.
No, I didn't, huh?
There's an hour-long video of him. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I've got a clip of him going through some of these field sobriety things, and it is funny.
8 days after the 46-year-old was pulled over in Milwaukee and allegedly performed poorly on field sobriety tests, the network released a statement saying, quote, Tony Romo is on leave until further notice.
Any head injuries recently? Any concussions?
Over the years, yes, but not recently, no.
Lots of concussions, I bet.
Yeah.
Swimming in CTE.
swimming in cerebral fluid. Mm.
You know, Junior Seau shot himself in the chest.
Right.
So that doctors could examine his brain and find out what was wrong with him. That CTE is no bullshit.
Didn't Dave Duerson shoot himself in the chest, too? He killed himself, I remember.
That's a great question.
In for Tony Romo, future Hall of Famer.
Romo says what?
J.J. Watt, who spent 10 seasons with the Houston Texans.
There we go. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, J.J. Watt off of his Hall of Fame career.
I'm very excited. I have decided to adopt the mindset that if I screw up, it's cool.
But I want my lawyer.
I want my lawyer.
Reached out to Tony's attorney for comment. His next court
self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. Dave Duerson, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Took the fucking Cobain way out, huh?
Mm.
Got an itchy big... itchy big toe.
I didn't know. Okay. I know that he played for...
I'm not trying to laugh over you. Just the notion of
the fucking, I'm sorry, that did not hit me right away.
You're gonna fuck you got your shoes and socks.
You're trying to trip that fucking God damn it.
You got your shoe and sock off 1 foot and you're just trying to get your big toe.
Swallow a bottle of pills, man. Come on.
Yeah, just, you know.
I mean, I realize you're not here to, you know, you don't have to clean it up, but Jesus.
You don't have to fucking Cobain your way out of this. You're boiling all over the fucking walls there, Hemingway. Relax. I would not be surprised with as many head injuries as Hemingway suffered if that had a lot to do with him.
The writer?
Yeah, he got his bell rung a fuck ton.
Doing what?
Just, you know, he's
being a drunk?
Well, that, but then, like, you know, he was in Spain, he was at the war.
Oh, he did the running of the bullshit and all that, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was a war reporter, too.
Oh, okay.
And he got his fucking bell rung.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because he committed suicide, too, didn't he?
Yeah, itchy toe.
He did the itchy toe.
What you think was...
He did the itchy toe.
Was the name of his Asian servant.
What was?
Itchy toe. I gotta tell you what. Asians are taking a beating on TGO Radio this week. But
Itchy toe, my 30-30, please. Itchy toe. Fetch me my 30-30, my good man.
Itchy toe, I need the key to the gun safe. Get it from my wife's dresser, would you?
Oh, coming right up. So, in the movie, in the original Ocean's 11 with Sinatra and the boys, the guy that plays the main, like the mastermind, that's fronting them all.
Tell you what. Mastermind doing a lot of heavy lifting in that movie.
Yeah.
Woo!
did you ever see the remake of Ocean's 11 with Brad Pitt and those guys? Okay,
no.
So the guy in the original, he lives in Beverly Hills, and that's where they all meet at his house to plan this thing. But he's got a fucking Asian servant that just stands there and smiles and giggles the whole time. It's so fucking, it's so cliche and funny. It's fucking hilarious.
All I need him to do is walk around and light fireworks like fucking, like that scene in the...
Oh, telephone call from Mr. Acebos. Oh, he just laughs. And, God, dude, it's so funny. It's like, those are like my favorite parts of that whole fucking film.
Actual Asian guy, or did they?
No. It's a actual Asian guy.
They didn't take the Mickey Rooney way out on that one, huh? Take the Breakfast at Tiffany's way out. Even I, the first time I saw Breakfast at Tiffany's, went, "Come on, man!
Come on, man.
What are we doing here? Come on, Blake Edwards, be a better guy. What are we doing?" Like, even I couldn't stand by Mickey Rooney as an Asian with his fake buck teeth and slanty eyes. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
God, I like 1920, you idiot. Oh. The uncredited Asian house servant.
Uh-huh.
Huh, okay.
Did you ever get your new arm gimmick for the...
No, you know what? I had ordered one on Amazon, but I decided to be a cheap ass and get a used one that was a little cheaper. And then it was going to, like, supposed to be here today. And then I saw something, well, it'll be like, you know, another 2 weeks. So I said, cancel it. And just ordered another one, paid a couple extra dollars because, you know, I'm not a millionaire or anything. So
I got to say...
It'll be here tomorrow, actually.
I do, and I mean this in all sincerity, I have more affection for you than for any other man, not my father, that I've ever known.
But, yeah.
Buddy, it doesn't need to be this. You're not... You're not at a point in your life where you need to put, like, water and fucking, like, hand soap dispensers. Like, you're not that guy, buddy. Like, you can afford the extra five or seven
bucks. I've always been that guy.
You know, I mean, you know what I mean, though? Like, yeah, you're
well,
not...
how do you think you fucking become a millionaire? You don't waste the fucking soap, Brian.
You married her.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
I married up.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You fucking dummy.
Dullard.
It is September 21st, although he is not required to appear. We were with the former quarterback when he joined CBS Sports in 2017, immediately after he retired from the NFL.
I didn't practice a lot in front of the mirror, but I did watch, you know, all the takes I did and go back and cringe.
Anyway, Tony Romo, man, they rung him up good. They got good. Him. Yeah, good. Good.
It's so funny.
I don't know either.
It's, I guess because we're fucking still 12.
It's the same reason the Jesse Ventura thing is funny. Right, it's the same, I mean, who knows? Yeah. It just gets to a silly part of your dumb brain. Mine too. What was the name in the Pink Panther movies of the Asian servant that Peter Sellers was always fighting? Was it Kato?
Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe. Boy, I don't know.
Is the internet working? It is, huh? Okay.
No, it took the day off.
Well, it's not. Nothing I type in is working. Oh, it's working.
Well, it's because you got a fucking 1950s monitor, stupid.
Yeah. I'm a dumb cunt, too, because I brought this in and took the other one home to take to work. Now it can't be used at work.
We'll bring it back.
No, I might. Kato. It was Kato.
It was Kato.
Kato Fong.
Kato Fong.
Fong.
Oh.
Fong.
And who is that? Oh, in the Pink Panther movies?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Pink Panther.
I'm overdue to watch those again, those movies. I've got the box set at home.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of those. Not so much the one from whatever it was, 1960, where David Niven fucking drugs and tries to rape a fucking princess or a supermodel, whatever the fuck she is.
I thought that might be right up your alley.
Yeah, well, she's too old. She's in her 20s.
Oh, my goodness. Christ, fucking over-the-hill hag.
Yeah, really, tell me about it.
Jesus.
Do you have any interest in this Tony Romo, Romo says what? Any interest in this Tony Romo field sobriety video?
I don't know. Is it any good? Have you watched it?
I watched the first a little bit of it, just to see if it was something you might enjoy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not?
Let's give it a whirl. Give it the old college try here.
Please stand with your feet together and your hands.
Let's see here. Please stand with your feet together and your hands at your side. Now, the first thing you'll notice about Mr. Romo is he's standing up straight, bending over at the waist.
Looks like he's starring in a Michael Jackson video.
He can't keep his... because he's hammered, folks.
Yeah.
Folks!
Down at your side. Do not do anything until I tell you. Do you understand? I'm going to make a couple of passes, okay? Top of my pen.
So what am I doing? Just tell me. Which, am I looking at it or?
You're going to look at the top of my pen.
Okay.
Stimulus, okay?
So my eyes are going with it. Got it.
Yes.
Am I supposed to move my head or am I supposed to keep it square?
Would you like the instructions one more time, sir?
Dude, he is fucking...
Am I supposed to move my head? What the fuck's going on here?
How come the scratch is spinning?
He is blotto.
Oh, he's fucking gone, man.
I got you. I'm trying to do it right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He already knows he's fucked.
He knows he is.
Yeah.
Fucked. Now, this is where Tony is doing the heel to toe. He has to take so many heel to toe steps.
He ought
to
try the fucking itchy toe. I believe that's the sound you make right after the itchy toe works.
Isn't itchy toe. isn't itchy toe like our sister city? Itchy toe, Japan?
That's very funny.
I-T-C-H-Y-T-O. No E at the end.
Yeah.
Because it's, yeah. I'm from Ichito.
Yeah. My name is Kwan from Ichito. You know, little known fact, Ichito was the third city listed to be devastated.
Yeah.
Had the Japanese not surrendered after Nagasaki.
Is that today?
What?
Is Hiroshima tomorrow, today?
It's the 6th, isn't it?
Oh,
today's
is
the
it?
5th. It's the 6th. Isn't it Hiroshima Day?
Oh,
man, that's right.
We really should have got something together for that. You got it, because my cell phone is apparently from 1871, so I can't get anything to work.
Hiroshima was bombed on August 6th at 8:15 a.m.
Beautiful.
Nagasaki was bombed 3 days later on the 9th. I'm sorry. I'm still amazed that it took two.
Two?
Two.
Well,
you know, the first one, they went, I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, Hirohito had an even-numbered man war council. And half of them agreed to end the war, and half of them didn't. That's crazy.
The United States went, we'll break the fucking tie for you, stupid.
No, this is after both bombings. Yeah, dude, it was fucking wild.
And people still, we shouldn't have done it. No, we had to do it. We fucking had to do it, you idiots.
If we'd have had the bombs, I'd have done it fucking six more times.
Jesus. We didn't have any more, though, did we?
No.
That was it.
There was one in New Mexico, then the two in Japan, and that was a wrap. That was a rippity rap. Oh, boy. Tony's having some trouble with his heel to toe.
This, you know what this is reminiscent of? Him trying to run that fucking botched snap in.
You willing to submit to a PBT?
What is that?
Machine that you blow in?
It's a preliminary
test. It does not determine the results of...
Oh,
my
no,
test.
We're not doing that.
Okay.
I've already heard from all the lawyers, don't ever do that.
Okay.
No, he's a fucking now lawyer. No, he's amateur fucking,
I love the guy on fucking Twitter or TikTok, the guy, listen, you get pulled over, here's the three things you do.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Get fucked, dummy. How about not having pot in your car?
Yeah,
you can't go without it for 45 minutes to go get a pizza and go home? Get fucked, stupid. Do me a favor and fucking kill yourself. Get your itchy toe around that trigger.
Oh, itchy toe, would you bring me my Harry Carey sword, please?
Itchy toe. Itchy toe, can you bring me the key to the gun safe? That's what I said earlier.
So,
all right.
We're not going to do that.
Okay.
Nope. All right,
sir.
Not going to do that.
Did I pass this test?
Go fuck
no,
yourself.
You fucking retard. You didn't pass it.
Turn around.
You know what? You know what, Mr. Romo? You did pass, and as your prize, we're going to give you these lovely bracelets.
Yes.
Turn around, please.
I hope he flings himself off a bridge in a fit of depression, this fucking asshole. Good. Fuck him and fuck everything he stands for.
Jesus.
Hate him. Hate his bloodline. Hate his family. Fuck him. I'm sure his kids are cunts, too. Fuck him.
Can I use my phone real quick? Because there's a plane taking off.
You're
my
under
parents
arrest
there.
For
okay.
operating
we'll
while under the influence, okay?
Okay.
You're not fucking.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, sorry, Tony.
Yeah.
Gig is up. They finally found you.
Oh.
The jig is up, the spig is down. Oh, I'm sorry. Shit, that's Whoa. The wrong song. God damn it.
Wait a minute now. I'm not trying to get my house set on fire. What are you doing over there? You fucking horse's ass. Well, Jeff, I have some exciting news for you.
What's that?
I have a feel-good story of the week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say show's over.
Don't make plans on Wednesdays. Fuck, not what you want me to tell you.
I'm just fucking with you. Jesus Christ.
Let me see. Where is it? Okay, here it is. Ready? Feel-good story of the week.
It's a hard knock life for marmots. Being mistaken in movies.
Oh, nice marmot.
And nature.
I think it's a beaver. No, it's not a beaver.
Nice.
No, it's
beaver.
Not a beaver.
But researchers in Colorado are betting that the largest members of the squirrel family can become unforgettable online stars.
Marmots are fascinating characters.
I'm sure they're not.
I doubt that, actually.
Yeah, I kind of doubt it.
Because they are charismatic. It's a soap opera.
Dr. Daniel Blumstein's team.
Blumstein, goddammit. Daniel Blumstein. I'll sue every marmot.
I'll sue the marmots. Take them for all their nuts.
Themselves the Marmoteers.
Oh.
There you go.
For 65 years, the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory has studied yellow-bellied marmots.
You yellow-bellied marmot. And something Yosemite Sam says to you before he opens fire.
Fucking marmots are too afraid to do anything.
Yeah, they really are.
Of six species found in North America. Now, in the wake of federal funding cuts, they're getting creative.
Marmots have money troubles, and I figured,
I had no idea.
Why don't we launch an OnlyFans site? I brought that idea back to the lab. One of my students is like, great idea. Someone else screamed out, Only Marms. I'm like, oh, yeah.
The wholesome OnlyFans page, Only Marms. Free to subscribe.
All right, come on. That's a cute little fucking thing right there. All right, God damn it. It is.
It's great.
I mean,
if he doesn't leave my bird feeder alone, I'm going to fucking drop kick him across the yard. All right?
He'll have to. Maybe he can get itchy claw.
Run by tips.
What kind of market is there for marmots on OnlyFans?
Oh, you'd be surprised, lady.
Fucking.
The market for everything.
Well, let me get on there and see some spread marmot legs. Stain my screen.
Oh, show me that yellow belly. Oh, yellow-bellied marmot. Oh.
It was so unlike me because it was surrounded by hair. I couldn't believe I actually came to that.
Oh, itchy toe, bring me the magic shell, please.
I'm doing that. I'm so going to do that. I got to find a girl that'll eat it, though.
Next time you go to Dairy Queen, ask him if you can dip it in the fucking magic
shell. Can I just get a small cup of the fucking magic shell? No.
I'm so, you get small, I'm going to get the large, but.
I know where I'm at. No, ma'am. Price is no object. I'll just take the cup. Yes, I want a lid. Yes.
You'd have to fucking soak it in a blizzard first to get it cold enough for that shit to set up.
I mean, it would just... I mean, the fat has already caused enough shrinkage, you know? But to dip it into a blizzard, man, but I will cover it in
If you're fucking a blizzard, what flavor of blizzard is it?
That I'm fucking?
Yeah, well, something without, soaking in, you know?
Something without chunks to get my... to not get my cockhead... So something without chunks.
Chunks.
You don't understand. When I eat a blizzard, I blow chunks.
How's he doing?
You don't understand. Chunks is my dog.
That's right.
Punchline only Wednesday on TGO Radio, everybody.
No, this is G-rated. Cute animals doing things.
Well, I'm not interested.
Well, there's your problem, pal.
That's it. I'm out.
Yeah, try some market research. See what your OnlyFans.
Like I said earlier, split lip, sucking, and or fucking. That's what I'm paying for.
The team also collaborating with a local brewery for a special edition beer. 7 months of the year, the soccer ball sized rodents are in hibernation. But every
fucking lucky
summer, they're on a mission to pack on the pounds before their next season of slumber. And much like the Fat Bear Week at Katmai National Park in Alaska, that's captivated millions around the world.
Dude, I bet marmot pussy is the fucking, is the bomb, man.
All right.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
The Marmoteers are launching the first ever Fat Marmot Week in August, a survival of the not-so-fittest competition among true hibernators to see who can put on the most weight and be crowned the chunkiest of them all.
If you're gay and a little overweight, but not fat enough to be a bear, kid, are you a marmot, technically?
I suppose.
We need a gay third micers. Like, we need to be able to talk to a gay to answer gay questions for us. Do you know? I used to know one, but that's been years since I've come in his ass.
Well, the show just took a turn.
Yeah, no.
Not really.
No, not really.
Not really.
If you listen to it close. I knew a kid who was clearly gay, but didn't come out with it till sometime later on.
Okay.
And I think he's the last gay guy I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He gave away his dick breath.
Some kinds of cock breath, that kid. No, what gave it away was his obsession with that Madonna black and white tour movie.
Yeah.
Came out years ago, yeah. I was like, oh.
Oh, uh-huh, I see.
Oh, and the nickname he had for himself, Sailor. I shit you not. That's true.
Sailor.
That's true. Sailor! Hugh, our gay character, Hugh.
Hugh.
Oh, fuck. I am not going to remember this, am I?
I don't remember.
Fuck.
But the epitome of a marmot is one that looks like a bread loaf by the end of the season. Body positivity is all about marmots. I mean, you want these guys to get obese.
So far, the first contender in the ring, Dan's Hat, an adult female described as a cool aunt. Her name inspired by the markings on her coat that look eerily similar to Dr. Blumstein's cowboy hat.
Blumstein!
We're searching for one thing and one thing only.
And while these funny herbivores are no strangers up in the mountains or on the internet, there's still more to learn about what makes marmots so wildly entertaining.
I would just guess that they're silly geese. You know, that's kind of what.
Aren't they adorable?
They are.
How does this competition work?
Okay, so voting.
Okay, folks.
Jesus Christ.
Folks.
Is this fucking newscast over yet?
Is it time to go home?
I need a drink. God damn it.
It's either this or take my shoe and sock off.
Boy, is my toe itchy.
Oh, boy, is my toe itchy.
All right, Art Bud, take it easy.
God damn it. I love an Art Bud Dwyer reference. Fucking hell.
Just take it easy. Now just put that gun down.
Art Bud. I have a statement. It's right here in this envelope. Whoa, look out.
Package for Mr. Dwyer.
Boy, he fucking ate
Hey,
that.
You've got some inner office mail here. Kind of heavy. He really did eat that fucking.
He did too, man. It was right in the back of his mouth.
Taste tested that pistol right there on the fucking set.
I saw that video one time.
Yeah.
It was years and years ago. Early internet. Some Russian language fucking. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. And it had the R. Bud Dwyer. And I'm sure now it's everywhere. You can find it, you know, yeah. Whatever. But boy, he fucking puts that gun right in the back of his mouth. And that's a wrap, kids.
Was it you that sent me the one that somebody put a candy cane?
Yeah. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. From your pal, R. Bud.
From your buddy, R. Bud.
Yeah. Oh, man. That video is bleak.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of channels, I don't forget what city it was, Pittsburgh or Philly or one of those. At least one of those channels was live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Showing that.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. A lot of people getting shot on TV back in those days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start with Oswald.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, fucking Jack Ruby.
Oh, Ruby, don't take your gun to town.
That's enough of that. You want to finish this marmot gimmick, or are we done with the feel-good story of the week?
God, I think we've milked the marmots as much as we can.
Fucking threaten me with a good time.
Huh? You want to milk me, marmot, huh?
Milk me, marmot? Might be your show title. It's a late Hail Mary, but... Our bud, American Republican, I didn't know he was a Republican, served in Pennsylvania State Treasurer.
And he was what? He was being indicted, right?
Oh, yeah. They had him.
Yeah.
They had him. Yeah. Pennsylvania House of Representatives and a state senator. 1986, he was convicted of federal charges related to bribery and conspiracy. Sentencing was scheduled for the following day when on January 22nd, 1987, he held a press conference in the Harrisburg office and died by suicide in front of reporters and cameras. And he's got a great big manila envelope and reaches in and pulls a gun out and eats it. And that is a wrap.
That's it. Yeah. End of story.
It is something. I mean, he tries to give a statement and the whole thing. And then, like, it's wild. Though.
Yep.
Woo. I don't recommend it, but it is something. I only have one idea for a TV show if I'm ever approached by some TV network. I only have got one idea. I've got two ideas.
Two?
Two. The first one is Deadwood Season 4.
Yeah.
But my second idea is a found footage show. It's all found footage of various historical events. And one of them is R. Bud Dwyer. So, like, let's say you got 6 episodes in a season, you know.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting concept.
And one of them is R. Bud.
Hmm.
So that means you'd have to have, you know, 850 warnings, you know, before.
Oh,
and,
God,
You know, but it's, yeah, it's a really.
Like fucking Knoxville shooting himself in the stomach with that.
Oh.
What was that? Into a phone book?
Well, yeah, he had a bulletproof vest and a phone book under his shirt. Is
he didn't have a
bullet.
No, he didn't have
Yes, he did.
He did?
He did, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Whew, Jesus Christ.
But not a great big thick phone book, if I recall. This is the opening scene in...
Jackass Forever.
No, that was the last one. This is...
Most
Edible Jackass.
What was this called?
Who cares? I don't know.
I thought it was forever.
It's 5:55, man. It's time to go. We had a great time at Jackass, though. Fuck, was
that
fun.
Yeah, that was fun. No, those always are.
That was me, you, morbidly obese, my brother, his wife, and her sister. There were 7 of us.
Yeah.
We had a blast. Yeah, man, was that fun. I'm trying to think of what's coming out that we have to take a... Well, and Doug, we forgot Doug, but that's easy to do.
Yeah.
What's the movie coming out when we're doing... Well, we talked about doing a class field trip for that one. It was... I don't know. The Chris Hansen movie coming out in September with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Chris Hansen.
Playing Hansen. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we talked about going to that one, too.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to see that together.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're right. I think that... Official trailer comes out tomorrow for that, I think, on Thursday. And we'll talk about it next week. The pleasure has been all ours. This has been TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.